Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The 12th Kentucky Agriculture Leadership Class includes 22 members that represent agriculture from one side of Kentucky to the other. The Kentucky Ag Leadership Program is coordinated by University of Kentucky College of Agriculture professors Dr. Will Snell and Dr. Steve Isaacs. Dr. Snell says they're excited about Class 12.
We had, once again, about 100 nominations for this class. We ended up interviewing 41 individuals for 22 spots. So it's always a challenge. We had such great applications and interviews.
Dr. Isaac says this is a diverse class.
We've got a good geographic dispersion. We've got some folks from Eastern Kentucky and Johnson County and Whitley County. And, of course, all the way out in your part of the state, Alan. Good farmers and agribusiness folks out there. Large farms, small farms. We've got 10 female and 12 males. And once again, as we've done the two or three previous classes, we let two Tennesseans slip across the border.
Dr. Snell notes the class will begin their journey in October.
Seminars on leadership, management, as well as communication skills. We also will spend about a week in Frankfort. We'll go to D.C. and have a week-long seminar. We'll visit government agencies and our policymakers. We take a visit to another part of the U.S. to learn about U.S. agriculture in another part of the country, as well as the meat leaders in that state, and we have a two-week international study tour.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Dr. Isaacs notes they like to get the class out in the field.
We'll be a couple of swings into western Kentucky. We'll be down in the Murray-Hopkinsville area with the session. We'll be in the Owensboro area. We'll also make a swing through eastern Kentucky. And we just try to get participants out and let them see agriculture around the state, visit some of each other's farms.
They add it's always great to see the impact of the Kentucky Ag Leadership Program.
We've had folks from classes from 25 and 30 years ago tell us that they talk to some of their classmates, if not daily, then at least weekly, 25 and 30 years on. That is an incredible testament to the networking power of these programs.
Well, it'd be meeting with the corn growers or cattlemen's or tobacco group or going to Frankfort to see some legislative action that you see members, graduates from this class participating in a leadership role.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.